This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers, dearest listeners, viewers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from His mercy. Indeed, we are fortunate to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are very, very fortunate to have His guidance at all times, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the major teachings of Islam happens to be enshrined in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding the rights that we have over one another,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Indeed, the believers, which means al-mu'minun, the true believers, are those who are brethren. And Allah says, therefore, you should make peace between the two of you who are either quarreling or at war or have misunderstanding, in order that you, collectively and individually, achieve the mercy of Allah. If I want the mercy of Allah, myself, I need to make peace between others. When we say that, automatically it would mean I should be the furthest away from being the problem myself. I should be the furthest away from creating issues. If Allah has instructed me to solve the matters of members of the ummah, do you really think that it would be permissible and okay for me to be the initiator of the problems? That would be far. So by Allah telling you, أَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, He is already telling you that you're not supposed to have made issues in the first place. But if there is an issue that happens to exist among the members of the ummah, what you and I need to know is that we must be feeling that we want to make the peace. Now, when you want to make peace, there are many categories of people. Some might not be interested. What should you do? Some might be unfair. What should you do? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا.
Same surah, Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah says, when two groups of the believers are fighting each other or killing each other, make peace between them. If one of them thereafter is transgressing against the other, then it is your duty to fight that one. To fight that one until they come back to what is just, what is correct, what is right. And then Allah says, you are brothers, you must always make peace. Now, if we believe we are true mu'mineen, we would automatically, as part of our iman, never create problems for others unnecessarily. Number one. Number two is, we would feel hurt when there is a problem anywhere across the globe and people are fighting each other, especially when they, on both sides, are uttering the shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then thirdly, if you were to try to make that peace and you succeeded, you will achieve. And if you tried to make the peace and you did not succeed, you get the reward of having tried. But that trial is definitely something necessary. Now, today we are speaking upon the backdrop of the issues we are facing globally as a Muslim ummah. One disaster that we have is, shaitan has come to us and make us point fingers at one another. Look, there is a problem in this country, that country. What are you doing about it? I mean, why point? Did the Prophet ﷺ ever tell us that what are you doing about it? Or did he tell us each one should be worried about what he is doing based on his own capacity? You have a person walking on the street who's jobless, homeless. Perhaps his only connection is that of Iman and Islam. And he is a good Muslim. What do you expect from him besides dua? What do you expect from him besides crying to Allah? Do you really think the warring factions would even be interested in listening to what he has to say? Do they even count him? That's a question. So each one, based on his capacity, should try to do whatever he can without pointing a finger at the others, because the minute you point a finger at the others, you have diverted from the problem itself and you started a new problem. What's the new problem? We are at war because I feel you are not doing what I think you are able and capable of doing and you should be doing. That's now a new problem. I start hating others based on the fact that I think they're not doing what I want them to do. Subhanallah. Sometimes you have people who, for example, say, let's protest for a certain cause. Fair and good. There are some people who feel that that's okay, based on certain conditions, based on some of the do's and don'ts, if so many conditions are met in certain nations, perhaps where that might be effective to a certain degree, there may be a scope of some form of benefit of it, to say the least, maybe conscientizing people. But if it's coming about with a lot of negativity and sin and a lot of evil and sinful deeds that are occurring in the process of trying to solve a matter, it is called taghirul munkar bil munkar, which is not allowed. You are trying to change something evil with another thing that is equally evil, or something else that's evil. So think about it. Will your action solve the problem? What is your capacity? Do you believe you want to be a part of a certain type of action? You are a human being, you're a Muslim. If you don't believe that you want to be a part of a certain type of action, no problem. You can be a part of a different type of action. There are some people who firmly believe that, you know what, I'm going to get up for Salatul Tahajjud on a daily basis at a time prescribed by Allah. Not prescribed by another human being. At a time prescribed by Allah. And I will cry to Allah and weep. Wallahi, that can change the world. Tahajjud has changed the world. But that alone, subhanallah, you need to understand Allah would inspire other human beings to do other things. Collectively, the problem will be resolved. So when you see a resolution of a problem, don't ever say, well, those people were not involved because perhaps it was one of their du'as that actually achieved the ultimate that was achieved. And at the same time, there might be some in the political hierarchy who might be able to do much more. Maybe they were able to put pressure depending on what the problem is. So these are words of guidance. I think what has driven me to say this is because the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Al-mu'minuna kal-bunyan. You know, they yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. The believers are like a building, you know. The bricks of the building are all together. And each one holds the other one up. كالجسد الواحد, according to one narration. إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The mu'minun, the believers, feel like they are part of one strong body, and they are. So if any part of the body is in pain, the entire body is in pain and suffers with insomnia and so on. We should be feeling for one another. But when you feel for one another, what should you do about it? Number one, call out to Allah. Number two, don't ever do something destructive. You don't solve a problem by creating two problems. You don't ever go and try to bring about resolution to a matter by creating three or four matters that are even worse. You have to be wise. That's why Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah speaks about the hypocrites, and Allah says, whenever there is news or information or something classified regarding peace or war, regarding that which is, you know, some private information or something to do with the security of the ummah, some people who are hypocrites are quick to announce it. They're quick to make news out of it, yet they haven't solved the matter. Had they returned it, had they reflected it with Allah and His Rasul's teachings, and at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, with the Prophet ﷺ himself, as well as those with knowledge, they would have been able to come about with a better solution or with some form of a way of looking at it that would be more enlightened. And this is why we say, always speak to the wise. Before you try to do something you think is wise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding. We set aside a little moment to pray for our brothers and sisters across the globe. If we were to say where they are suffering, wallahi, we would miss out certain people. So we are going to say blanket. They are suffering across the globe. It's not fair for us to pick up one and not the other. Many people are saying, oh, there's a problem in this part of the globe. Well, there are similar problems in many other parts of the globe. We don't want to belittle the plight of our brothers and sisters who are suffering and struggling. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant them ease. We ask you to grant them victory. We ask you to open their doors. And each one of us, in our own capacities, we ask you to help us to do whatever we can to be able to assist our brothers and sisters in Islam. I want to end off by saying, my brothers and sisters, let's never point at another saying, you should be doing this, and why didn't you do this? Because that itself is part of Shaitan's plan. He wants to occupy you in saying what other people didn't do that they should have done. In the interim, what on earth have you done? Many people think, well, I tweeted, well, I did this, I did that. To be honest with you, do you really think that you're going to solve the problems of the ummah just by a tweet or two, just by making a big noise about it in one way or another, on its own? Collectively, I agree. But on its own, if everyone did only what you did, the problem would never be solved. And if everyone pointed fingers at others, again, the problem would never be solved. We need love, understanding, and we need a very, very deep concern for this ummah that is positive, not negative. May Allah bless all of us and grant us ease. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.